a former high-ranking leader in the Catholic Church is being charged with sexual assault in Wisconsin. It's Tuesday, April 18th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Anya Van Wagtendonk reports on what the new Wisconsin Secretary of State says she'll prioritize in the role. And Evan Casey has a story about a new kind of bar that does not serve alcohol. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
Walworth County prosecutors are charging a once high-ranking leader of the Catholic Church with sexual assault. It's the latest development following decades of allegations against ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. Sarah Lear reports.
The misdemeanor filed in Walworth County is tied to an incident at Geneva Lake in the 1970s. McCarrick's accused of sexually assaulting an 18-year-old there when the pair were guests at a home. The charge resulted from a report to a task force on sexual abuse by clergy that was launched by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
We have heard from survivors about the importance of having the truth acknowledged.
McCarrick, who is 92, is facing separate sexual assault charges in Massachusetts. The Vatican removed him from the priesthood in 2019. McCarrick's attorney declined to comment. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin businesses are scrambling to fill open jobs in a tight labor market, but many people face obstacles that prevent them from joining the workforce. While Wisconsin's labor force participation remains better than the country as a whole, the percentage of people in the state working or looking for work has been trending downward for decades. There are employment barriers facing workers. Those include child care challenges, unreliable transportation, and mental health issues. Mary Kay Battaglia is with the Wisconsin chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She says battling anxiety or depression can make it hard to work.
When you're in a mental health crisis or mental health struggles, it can affect your ability to concentrate, it affects your ability to plan, it affects your ability to execute and complete tasks that are required from your job.
4 in 10 U.S. adults reported high levels of psychological distress at least once over the last 2 years. Three weeks into her new role as Wisconsin Secretary of State, Sarah Godlewski says she's trying to be scrappy in the small office. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, the former state treasurer says that could include supporting transparency in elections.
In many states, secretaries of state play a role administering elections. That's not the case in Wisconsin. But speaking on WPR's The Morning Show today, Godlewski said her office could support the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission.
How can we start working with clerks and building, for example, our transparency, whether it's maybe live streaming a canvas that's happening or publishing ballots?
In the last election, Republicans pushed to move some elements of election administration under the Secretary of State's auspices. Democrats criticized that move, saying it could give one person too much control over elections. Governor Tony Evers appointed Godlewski to the new role last month after the surprise retirement of Doug LaFollette. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A late-season winter storm dropped up to 22 inches of heavy snow across parts of Wisconsin Sunday night and Monday morning. The highest total was recorded in the village of Northfield in Jackson County. Other parts of western and north-central Wisconsin saw anywhere between 5 and 19 inches. The Twin Ports cities of Superior and Duluth came within 4/10 of an inch of breaking the all-time record for the season overnight. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Hike says they were on track to set a new record Sunday until a strip of dry air stretching from Canada into northwestern Wisconsin moved in.
and it went almost straight north-south. And so it was snowing and snowing and snowing, and then we got this drier air aloft that shut off the snow for this narrow swipe.
Warm temperatures last week caused rapid snowmelt across northern Wisconsin. That's to push multiple rivers in the state above flood stage. The warm, dry air also helped fuel a wildfire near Fort McCoy, which burned 3,000 acres before it was contained Friday morning. And finally, a 2022 study found Wisconsin was the drunkest state in the nation. But Evan Casey has a report on a new kind of bar, which is trying to offer a sober option.
Even though many bars serve alcohol-free beverages, a small number in Wisconsin now offer only non-alcoholic drinks and cocktails. At least four sober bars have opened in the last 2 years. That includes the Counter Day Bar in Milwaukee. General Manager Zoe Lomenzo says they want to offer options for sober people.
Those people don't have a place to go, and now we can provide a place for them.
Owner Ryan Castellas also says the majority of his customers have never tried an alcohol-free drink.
What I want to invite people to experience is the idea that, hey, going to get a drink can still be every bit as exciting, every bit as fun, every bit as new, every bit as thoughtful, but it doesn't have to be alcoholic.
The non-alcoholic drink market is expected to continue to grow in the coming years. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And while you're there, leave a review. Let us know how we're doing. Don't forget to subscribe as well. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.